Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining me on another show here at Real Estate Realities. Boy, it's been a crazy week, and obviously you probably have seen on the news all the headlines with the realtor commissions and the settlement with NAR, and we're going to talk about that on today's show. I was going to talk about common mistakes sellers and buyers make, but this takes precedent over that. This is big news. You need to know what's happening. I want to inform you, the consumer, on the changes and how it's going to affect you, how it's going to affect the real estate market overall. And the third segment, talking about why this is happening, why the government possibly, let this happen, right? So we always talk the good, the bad. Good is prices keep coming down. There's some great investments out there. I had a pleasure of, working on one this last week that was $100,000 under value. And that's the ticket. You take a stab at anything you can. We did not get this deal. We got on it right away, and there's multiple offers, end up price getting above where a good investment was. But it really showed me, hey, there's deals out there. There is deals out there, and you just got to persevere and look a little harder than you maybe did in the past. But there's more good investments. I'll just put it that way. And then we talked the bad. The bad is really for first-time home buyers, VA, higher for longer from the Fed. And this whole thing of, hey, we're going to have interest rates cut right away in the first quarter, March, April, it's a different tune. Now they're saying, well, maybe two rate cuts. If it wasn't election year, I don't think we'd get any, Matt, but they're going to make it happen because, the Fed is totally not in the world of politics, right? They're just objective to the economy. Yeah, that'd be funny. So what does that mean? It means that the Fed's going to probably try to get the economy a little push before the election. So I do think there'll be some rate cuts, but I don't think they're warranted, right? I mean, we still see where the jobs reports are at. We still see where inflation is at. So that is something you got to keep on your mind and track, folks. So stick around as we go into the next segment. We're going to be talking about the Realtor Commission lawsuit, what's going on with that, how it's going to affect buyers, sellers, how it's going to affect the realtor industry overall. That's right, folks. If you have questions over the break, feel free to call me, 719-232-1063. Justin Hermes, broker owner of the Property Group. We're helping you create passive income through long-term holds in real estate. That's the name of the game. I've done it myself, seen my father do it, and it's transformed my life. And that's why I've started this show, is to help you do the same thing. Once again, if you have questions before we get back into it, 719-232-1063. You're listening to Real Estate Realities here on Caredo News Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you ready for a good time?
Hey, good story. Forget about the troubles in life. Don't you know it's not easy when you gotta walk on that line?
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by HouseCheck, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Okay, folks, we are back into it here. We're talking the Real Estate Commission lawsuit, and I had printed out here going over some highlights for you. You know how this evolved. Basically, in a nutshell, what happened is a bunch of attorneys got together with a bunch of sellers, and they said, hey, these realtors are price fixing and paying these 6% commissions, and the National Association of Realtors are involved. Some of these big companies, the Remaxes, the Berkshire Hathaways, the Keller Williams, they're all conspiring against the consumers, fixing these prices, right? And the realtors, a lot of them say, hey, we're not doing that. Yeah, well, number one, correct. All the commissions are negotiable. You as a seller can say, hey, I'm not paying a buyer's agent, or I'm going to pay a listing agent this. And so was it price fixing? Probably not. It would have crushed the National Association of Realtors if they had to go to trial on this, so they had to settle. It would have depleted all their funds. But I can see also the other side of things where people go, man, It was price fixing, you know, and I remember in school of business, we went over this immensely, you know, in business law, and there can be a case made for both sides. But like you hear from a lot of people, hey, it's not worth going to court, settle, the attorney costs alone are going to eat you up, right? So these are the things you got to start thinking about, right? And National Association of Realtors had $1.3 billion on hand, a ton of money on hand, and settling for $418 million over the next 4 years is going to help them stay afloat. That's one of the big things there. NAR continued to say we didn't do any wrongdoings. You know, this is a trade industry, folks, that's been around for 116 years. 116 years, largest trade industry in the United States. And the skinny of what happened from this is not only to pay a settlement, but now you are no longer allowed to advertise a commission on MLS starting in July, right? And so as a buyer's agent and as a buyer, you don't know what you're getting until you write a contract. And so you could write that contract and say, hey, we want to get paid 1, 2%. They come back and say, sorry, we're not paying you anything. So as a buyer's agent then, what happens is you're working for free. Or at the beginning of the process, you have a meeting, you talk with the buyer, and you say, hey, we're going to have to charge you a certain amount, whether it be 1%, 2%, maybe it's just $5,000. Some people said, maybe it's just an hourly fee, and we come more like attorneys, right? Or maybe the listing agent does give you a percent. This is a huge shakeup in the industry, and ultimately what's going to happen is there's 1.6 million realtors in the United States. They said after the next 2 to 3 years, there'll be 600,000 left. And I think they're spot on. It's just going to be so much commission compression that there's no way this many realtors can stay in business. And I think long-term, it will help the consumer. I really do. I think long-term, it will. In the short-term, it's going to hurt the consumer. And you know who it's going to hurt? It's going to hurt the first-time home buyers. It's going to hurt the FHA buyers who don't have the money to pay a buyer's agent. They're going to have to go directly to the listing agent. The VA, Veterans Affairs, says you cannot charge a real estate fee to a veteran, right? So somebody who's using a VA loan, they cannot compensate a buyer's agent. It is illegal. So until these things start to get shaken out and whether they can finance it into the loan, right? How's this going to shake out for the veteran? They can't pay for representation. It's illegal. So what happens is they go directly to the listing agent who's representing the seller as a fiduciary to the seller. And they're going to get, I mean, I'm trying to put this in a nice way, dealt a bad hand of cards. They just are. Not saying the listing agent's going to be unethical, but a buyer's agent advocates for you and your fiduciary through the inspection, through negotiation on a low appraisal possibly, right? Negotiating your offer up front. All these things come into play. So it's going to hurt home buyers, first-time home buyers in VA right off the bat. It's going to crush them. It's going to crush the real estate industry as far as agents, as far as this is going to hurt lenders. It's going to hurt title companies. It's going to crush RE/MAX headquarters, Berkshire Hathaway headquarters, by the way, which they did not decide to settle. So we'll see what Warren Buffett and his team do. But it's going to eliminate a bunch of jobs in the industry. And it's going to be a mean shakeout. It's going to be a tough 2 to 3 years. And you're going to see a reckoning. And the consumers will dictate the market. The consumers are going to be the ones who go, hey, you know, we're still going to pay a buyer's agent, even though we can't advertise it. Let's pay them 1-2%, whatever it may be, if they bring a buyer. Or they may say, we're not paying buyer's agents anything. We're just not doing it. And that'll depend on if the market's up, the market's down, the market's level, how many days on market, interest rates drop, we get into multiple offers. I think sellers would probably then say, we're not paying a buyer's agent at all. You know, I got 4 or 5 people coming to me, you're making me offers. So what happens? Oh, the person who says, I'm coming in, I don't have an agent, and you know, I got a nice, easy, whatever, conventional loan. Who loses? The veteran who says, hey, I don't have the ability to, you know, I don't have the money down. I don't have an agent to represent me now. Right? The more affluent people, I talked to my sister in Chicago and she said, we loved our buyer's agent. Oh, we would have paid her 10 grand. I said, Holly, you make good, good money. Let's put it that way. You're an executive up at United Airlines. Your husband's high up in Chicago too. You make enough money to be in that higher income to say, yeah, we're going to pay for representation. Guess what? The rest of the world doesn't have that. It's a slim majority that can just say, yeah, 10 grand out of pocket, no problem. We'll pay our realtor ourselves. So I feel bad for the meantime and the first-time home buyers and for the veterans and the FHA buyers, and it's just going to take 2 to 3 years to shake out. But when you go make an offer, it's not advertised on MLS, so you don't know. You don't know what the seller's going to offer. And as a buyer's agent, if they come back and say, hey, here's our counteroffer and we're not paying you, you have to have an agreement put in place with your buyer on how you're going to get compensated. And guess what? Our errors and omissions insurance, unless we charge a minimum, then they don't cover. So now you're working and you have no liability insurance, right? People go, oh, just do a pro bono for the vet. Sounds great, but now you're opening yourself up to all this liability. So it's going to help the sellers. It's going to help the more affluent people. And ultimately, what do I think should have happened? Yes, when my father got in the business, he made 3% on $60,000, right? People go, yeah, the real estate fees were, you know, way less back then. Let's see, that's $1,800. Well, also a house costed $60,000. What was a tank of gas, right? What did a car cost? These are all things. But this is where I'll tell you, it didn't get carried away from, let's say, 1980 to 1990. No, not from 1990 to 2000. No, not even from 2000 to 2010. No, this all happened because of the last decade. And this happened because real estate prices doubled. In turn, our pay doubled as realtors. We got to double up on our income, right? And all of a sudden, people are going to the closing table going, oh, I'm selling for $500,000. I'm making 100K. It's great, but I'm giving 30 grand to the realtors. And that's not even factoring in my title insurance yet. I can argue and say, yeah, maybe it was too much money. I can definitely argue that. How should it have shaked out? Where I think it would have kept the playing field level for all people of all incomes and buyers and sellers. Maybe the market should have just corrected, right? Since all commissions are negotiable, maybe it should have just corrected to, all these sellers getting together and going, hey, you know, we think we're just going to ask the listing agent to list our house at, 2%, and we're going to give away 2% to a buyer's agent. And now it's 4%, right? And the market naturally corrects itself. Maybe it would have been 2% and 1%. But now that there's no advertisement allowed online starting in July, it leaves the buyer's agent and the buyer in the dark, right? So ultimately, it's going to hurt the first-time home buyers and VA until it shakes out over the next 2 to 3 years and they can possibly finance in a commission. Maybe some of that will be included in closing costs, things like that. But I think there's a deeper meaning behind all of this, folks. I really do. Number one, there's been an attack on capitalism in this world for a while now, especially in the United States. There's an attack on property rights. If you don't think that, your head's in the sand. Look at what's going on up at the Capitol. Look what's going on nationwide. The government wants the consumer to live off the government, have reliance on the government, right? Who protects a lot of these things? I'm going to talk about the organization that protects it. I'm going to talk about the largest lobbying organization that protects your property rights and where I think the deeper outcome of all of this and what's on the horizon. I really do. But the main takeaways from this second segment is July, this is going into effect. No more advertisement of a buyer's commission online. And it's going to be a big shakeup among realtors. And as a seller, you need to be informed. And also, as a buyer, you need to make sure you have an agreement done before you even go look at homes. That's one of the biggest things. Have an agreement done. Know what you're paying for representation. And lastly, the consumer. People say, what's going to happen? How can we affect this? What can the consumer will control the outcome. Just like the consumer controls the price of the candy bar in the store. It's supply and demand, folks. That's what it is. And you can do all the hypotheticals you want, but it's till the consumer reacts to this over the next 2 to 3 years. We'll see how this really shakes out. If you have questions over the break, questions you want me to answer, more than happy. Whether you think this is fair, it's not fair. If you think realtor fees have been way too high for way too long, I want to hear from you. I want to hear why. This is how I put together a good show, is hearing from you, the consumer. 719-232-1063. We'll be back after the break.
Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, run me like a racehorse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, word upon your lip.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
For sticking around. Thanks to the show sponsors who make this possible. A lot of good advertisements over the break. And before I get into this whole thing, right, because we're talking about commissions, the whole adjustment, the realtor lawsuit, and how all these attorneys and sellers, they got together, they went after National Association of Realtors, a bunch of the big brokerages, and now we got a settlement. That's it in a nutshell. But before I go into that, I want to tell you something. I had a conversation with a radio listener, and I used to tell people, hey, you can manage your own properties. You know, we can possibly help you just get at least things like that. I've had a little bit of an awakening with how many rule changes there are going at the Capitol and the increased liability that has made, I'll be honest, our job 10 times tougher just in the last 2 years. 10% is, you know, your management fee for the month, and the write-off on it, it's down to basically you pay 6 to 7%. And if you're trying to save that money and you make a FUPA, a mistake, and you get taken to court because now they're offering free representation for tenants. If you know that, the state level, they're offering free representation. They get an attorney and take you to court. You could be in big trouble. I actually had a realtor come to me on a security deposit thing on how he had to account for it and give it back. This realtor has been in the business a long time. I said, you better be careful. A lot of liability sending out one sheet of paper. So that is something I want to start with, that you have to be very, very careful. Property management has become a lot tougher over the years. Being a landlord's become a lot tougher. It's still a great deal, folks, but you have to dot all your I's, cross all your T's, triple, quadruple. It's just the world we live in now, right? So why is this coming down the pipeline? People go, realtors make too much money. That's why it happened. Okay. Well, who are we taking almost $500 million from? National Association of Realtors. Okay. Who are they? They're the largest trade organization left in the United States. What's a big part of what they do, Justin? Well, they lobby in D.C. for our property rights. Oh, Colorado Association of Realtors. That falls under, you know, they work with NAR. I've been up to the Capitol. Who's there? Oh, Colorado Association of Realtors. They're lobbying for our property rights, right? You see this whole attack on short-term rentals, taking them up to 27% mill levy, quadrupling their taxes. Who's up there negotiating for them? Oh, Colorado Association of Realtors. We're trying to help keep the American dream alive, right? We're advocating for you at the national level and at the state level and at the local level. Well, what happens when these organizations come under attack? And they, part of the litigation was, realtors don't have to belong to a National Association of Realtors. They don't need to belong to a local board either. They're trying to disband the people who come together and where our dues go to help lobby for your property rights, even your personal property rights. I'm not talking your rental property, your personal property that you live in. Not just an attack on landlords, okay? If you own a home, they're trying to make it more difficult. They're coming after you. They're trying to make it more difficult to own a home. That's why you can just read the stats. They come out and they say, oh, as the United States, we're expecting the renter population to double the home ownership population in the next 2 decades. They flat out will tell you that. The American dream's under attack. And so when you eliminate NAR, the largest lobbying organization, what do? You eliminate that big obstacle that was saying, hey, no, we're against rent control. We're not for that. No, we're against having a permit to have your rental property, having to turn in your lease to Big Brother. No, we're against when I sell my property, I don't have to sell it to the government. I don't have to have a first right of refusal to the government. So when this organization, they can get it, you know, dispersed and out of the way, then it's so much easier to go after our property rights. And I totally believe where things are shifting. You will own nothing, you'll rely on the government, and you will be happy. And everyone should get the same amount of money. There is a group in D.C. that has that mindset, folks. And there's a group in Colorado. You can read about it. This isn't make-believe stuff here, okay? So there's states that have already done this. The state of Maryland, oh, we're going to increase the homeowner's taxes, and then guess what? The renter actually turns in their checks or however they paid rent, proof of payment. At the end of the year, they get that half of the owner, the property tax they paid as a renter rebate. Look it up. State of Maryland. Think I'm kidding? State of Maryland. Doesn't seem fair to me, but this is where NAR was just such a pivotal organization in fighting for our property rights. And so I think it is deeper, folks. Number one, they don't care about the first-time home buyer getting a house. What happened after COVID? More billionaires every year, more billionaires, right? I mean, it's attack on the small entrepreneur. It's attack on the middle class. It's not an attack on these massive corporations like BlackRock that own thousands of rental properties. No, we want to make sure those corporations can get more rental properties. The government can control it easier, right? They don't want the Tom and Joe who own a couple rentals in town. That kind of ruins the thing. We don't want them doing what they can with their properties. That doesn't work, right? So this is what happens. But it hurts the first-time home buyer, right? And when you get the lobbying group out of the way, it makes it easier to attack the property rights. And that is just the proof's in the pudding as far as that goes. And I just love to the people go, these sellers got justice. I just don't know. I think the average payout was $800 a seller. You know who made the money? You know who won on this? All the attorneys won. They're getting half of that settlement. The attorneys won. The sellers, yeah, an average check of $800 apiece. Yeah, Matt's saying the first right of refusal bill. Go on the gov websites, Colorado. Look up the bills. You think I make this stuff up, right? Hey, you're selling your fiveplex? You sell to us. You sell to the government. What? You're kidding, right? No. So be aware, folks. Keep your head on a swivel. If you have questions about how this is going to shake out, let me know. If you have feedback for me, I learned so much from the consumer. That's where I learned from, you know, how this shakes out on the MLS and the compensation. The consumer, the ball be in your court, big time. But do remember, there always, in my opinion, is something that lies a little bit deeper. And hopefully the second segment of today's show gave you a little bit of insight to why the largest trade organization, why the largest industry of capitalism, who supports property rights, came so quickly under attack. You do have to do some research on that yourself, folks. Thank you for tuning in. It's a pleasure to be with you every Sunday here at KRDO. Thank you to the station and to Matt. They make this show happen every week. Matt's a heck of a producer. I thank him for giving me great ideas and producing a great show. And for you for tuning in and all the great show sponsors. Bless somebody else's day, okay? Be a gift to somebody else. Use the gifts God has given you. And we'll be back here next Sunday, 10:30. And again at 1. Questions in the meantime, 719-232-1063. Have a great week.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
I'm on hip-hop, struck my screaming from the top of my lungs. I'm